This week's Homer Call, we have a few weird things for you. So the NFL broadcasts kind of suck, to tell you the truth. There's no fans there. They have fake fan noise. It looks really weird on the waveform if you're into editing audio, just because there's this constant thing back there, but it's just fake. But without the fans, you can hear a lot of what's going on the sidelines. I talked to you about this the other day. So found a couple of cuts that illustrate how much you can hear what's going on the sideline, including this one. This is the Bengals, very defeated in week one, as they are trying to hit a game-tying field goal. And you can hear some yelling on the sideline.
So with 7 seconds on the clock, Randy Bullock will try to force overtime with a 31-yard field goal attempt. Harris will snap. Huber will hold from the right hash. Bullock 2 for 2 so far today. The snap is good. The kick is wide right. Missed it. Chargers hold on to the lead with 2 seconds to go. And Bullock is hurt.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he you talk about a knuckleball. That's unbelievable. Oh, my gosh.
I think that was the Bengals coach yelling, "How do you make that effing call?" Because that followed A.J. Green had scored a touchdown but was called for offensive pass interference. So that's why they had to try and kick the field goal instead of the game-winning touchdown.
Wow. You could pick that up, huh?
And you could pick that up. So also in the New England-Miami game in week one, the Dolphins score a touchdown. They get within 5, I believe, and they're going to go for the 2-point conversion, but you will hear, is it, who's the Dolphins head coach now?
Brian Flores?
I think this is Brian Flores that you will hear, and the Patriots announcer is going to make fun of him.
With Fitzpatrick joined on the backfield now by Gaskin off his right hip. Two receivers are stacked left. Two to the right, including Gesicki, covered by Juwan Williams. Check this out to Fitzpatrick. Two-step drop, looking right, now shuffling back left. He may keep it. He's going to scramble to his right, and Fitzpatrick's going to get in. Brian Fitzpatrick runs it in for the 2-point conversion. It's a 3-point game.
You hear him yell like a girl here. He's got one of those high-pitched voices, man, and yeah, you pick everything up down there.
Or is it Fitzpatrick? But he was.
I'm going to bet it's Fitzpatrick because Brian Flores is a Patriots lifer. And I would hope that the D-bags in the Pats booth would not just immediately
make fun of him for sounding like a girl.
Yeah.
Sorry, Julie.
But I'm also happy that they're still willing to go there and not worried about being canceled. He's a little girl.
It's the Patriots. Okay. Here's a couple of things we can just laugh at. Are you like most Cowboy fans, Jake, that you like to have misery from your NFC East opponents?
It's my lifeblood.
Well, how about this? The Philadelphia Eagles, week one, get beat by Washington, who was probably in our pool for possible worst record in the NFL this year.
I picked them.
You picked the Phillies to win this game?
No,
picked Washington.
Washington team to be number one pick next year.
That's right, Washington team. So here is the very end of the game, and I just like hearing the Phillies announcers defeated.
Wentz in the gun. He's back. He steps up. He's looking, and he's sacked. And the football comes loose, and it's picked up by Washington, Kerrigan, and that's it.
Yep, Kerrigan with another sack and strip of the football. Now Carson's pumping and trying to go deep with the ball. Ball comes out, and yeah, lights out. It's over now.
Hey, 8 sacks. When's the last time the Eagles gave up 8 sacks? Was that horrible Winston Justice game at the Meadowlands?
But he gave up 6 himself, I believe.
8 sacks.
Yeah, it's... Wow, I can't remember.
What an awful way to start the season.
And three on the day for Ryan Kerrigan, a guy who's, every time I've seen him in uniform against this football team, he's been a problem.
He has been, but it's still just one game. That's the only way you can look at it. It's a long season. There are 15 more of these. Hopefully not 15 more of these. One is enough. But it has not. It started out wonderfully. Wentz just making everything look easy. And from the time he threw that interception, it has been a nightmare.
And we had to start it off super positive.
Started off super positive, then it just got... crazy.
Well, at least they bounce back in week two.
About that. So we like to laugh at Philly, and the Indianapolis announcers like to laugh at Kirk Cousins, who at this point in the game had just thrown his third interception on the third straight drive. And, okay, well, let's just laugh at Kirk Cousins, shall we?
So it's going to be first and 10 for the Colts at the Viking 22-yard line. Third interception thrown today by Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins' passer rating now is 1.8. That's like Rick Venturi's GPA back in Northwestern. Tackle on the play by Yannick Ngakoue. A short gain right there to Jonathan Taylor. In fact, Taylor loses a yard right there. But Kirk Cousins has been rattled all day.
I'm speechless on that GPA.
We're having fun. His final passer rating was 15.9, and his QBR was 9.8 for that game.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. That felt a lot like when Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth were like, let's check in with Jason Witten's day. He had a... one catch, 2 yards. And they put a graphic of Witten looking intimidating. 1.8.
How was Jason Witten's recent week?
I think that was 1 catch, 3 yards, which raises his per-game average to 2.5, up from 2.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Let's go to one more from the NFL, which is just... I think we like to follow Kyler and see what he's doing. And I don't know if you saw this particular touchdown scramble of his, but it was amazing. You probably did, right?
I did, yeah.
Here's the Arizona announcers on the whole Kyler, just the Kyler phenomenon. Kyler Murray, who we discovered here many years ago.
Second and 20 at the 22, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter with the Cardinals leading by 17 points. Two receivers right. DeAndre Hopkins split left. Shotgun snap to Murray. Steps up and takes off. Far side of the 20. Got room at the 10. Cuts right to the 5. Jukes the defender and scores. Touchdown, Kyler Murray. A 22-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game. That defender is in multiple pieces at the 5-yard line as he tried to break down and make that play, and Kyler broke him down.
Well, we asked the question, what has Cliff got in this critical second down? He's got a quarterback draw to Kyler Murray. That's what he's got. We're just going to snap it to 1 and let him go do his thing, and that's exactly what he did. Went right through Washington's secondary like butter in the microwave, baby.
I see an arm, a foot, a piece of the torso on the ground there of the Washington defender as he got shook by Kyler Murray. Boy, that was spectacular. Oh, my goodness.
It's just
beautiful. It's unfair. I mean, if you're a defensive coordinator, if you're Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera, defensive head coach, you're shaking your head like, that's not fair. How do you stop that?
How do you stop that right there? Well, I'll tell you, you strap on the Depends and start bombing the Imodium AD. That's how you stop it.
You know what? I'm happy for the Wolfman. That guy's called a lot of bad football over the years. Is on Homer call getting his heart ripped out every week. And now he's making jokes about the other team crapping their pants.
And finally, one from soccer. This is our winner this week. This is... apparently, the championship for England's second division, Fulham v. Brentford.
Why do all their teams sound like Corby's friends?
The winner of this game will earn promotion to the Premier League. So this is very, very big. No score in extra time. It's the 105th minute. Fulham has a long free kick. And here's what happens.
Joe Bryan's going to swing the free kick in from the left-hand channel. Oh, he's got
McCall. Yes! Yeah! Angle! Come on! Oh, what a goal from Joe Bryan! What a clever free kick from Joe Bryan! Come on! Come on, Fulham!
The keeper's poorly positioned, but what a strike!
Come on, Fulham!
Come on!
What a free kick from Joe Bryan!
Get in!
They're expecting him to swing it into the penalty area. What a clever free kick from Joe Bryan and perfectly executed. Fulham in front. Come on, Fulham! Come on! Come on!
I mean, they did it. They don't need the come on anymore.
An objective play-by-play journalist there. And that is week two of Homer Call of the Week. Congrats, soccer, Greg. It's soccer.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.